We'd like to thank our sponsor, SLC Guitar, for another sweet guitar riff. Welcome to another episode of Build with Breen Holmes, where we talk all things construction, business management, and just have a good old time behind the microphone.
What other topics you got? I got a good topic for us.
Oh, shit. Well,
here we go.
It's not really a topic. It's a story that will get into a topic.
Okay. Let's go.
Okay. I currently have three different consulting jobs.
Nice.
I'm acting as a consulting general contractor. I told you that was kind of a goal of mine last year to get those into place. We got three of them going on, which is awesome. Love doing it. I'm having a ton of fun doing it. Okay. I'm learning all about it. But I happened to be on a job earlier this week. I was walking down the stairs to check the framer stairs and measurements, just doing some quality control. Noticed this big 2x6 kicking across the floor, right? Mm-hmm. So like went to slide it out, but the framers are there. He's literally working on the wall. All right, duck underneath it. Go downstairs, check my stuff, come walking back up, looking at my phone, slam my forehead right into it.
Okay.
So if you want to know what an inch and a half is, it's from here to here.
Wait a second. I'm
zooming on that. That's an exact inch and a half, right?
Okay.
So I jokingly went to send a text to my marketing manager, Charity, who's freaking awesome. Yeah, who's the best of the best.
She's amazing.
She is pretty amazing. I mean, let's just plug that Charity is so damn cool. We love Charity. We really do. We just try not to tell her this every day.
This will be on social media tomorrow.
So I send her a text of this, you know, inch and a half indent on my head. I did clean up the blood down my head. I laughed. I literally laughed at myself as I hit my head. I'm like, I'm an idiot. You know, I knew it was there.
I knew.
I literally ducked underneath it.
Right.
You know, hazard. But I sent her a text and I said, look, let's tout that even professionals run into hazards on the job site. But a reminder, job sites can be dangerous.
Absolutely.
And even as professionals, we got to be careful.
Absolutely.
Yet we have clients and friends and family and weekend warriors walking these job sites, and we're talking about liability and concerns. Mm-hmm. Shit can be dangerous, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is stupid. But I mean, we all have stories in the construction industry of people getting hurt.
Right.
You know, whether it's just somebody walking by, hurt or dying. And whether it's somebody walking by, a homeowner going through, they have their kids running around, and, you know, employees on the job site. So now I'm like giving myself justification of all these insurances.
We'll just get rid of that whole insurance conversation.
But yeah, so I tell the story because it brings up, we've got three consulting jobs, which is a fun topic of discussion, you know, or job site hazards, which is a fun topic of discussion.
So first question. Consulting jobs, is this like owner's reps type of consulting?
I mean, more or less, let's see, one of them is consulting for a client that's kind of a DIY, do-it-yourself type of project, you know, that is just an ADU in their backyard. Okay. And then two other are consulting kind of on the client end for a contractor.
Nice.
And yeah, they're great. I mean, we've found a really good happy medium between being a part of the team and supporting our client, but then also being a part of the team and supporting the other team members, you know, for success around it. You know, they were jobs that came to us partway in on those two. The first one, where it's more of the do-it-yourselfer, was, you know, the start of construction, so to speak. But partway in, just saying, man, we're just not as active in this job as we thought we were. And we've heard, you know, you could step in and help and be active, which has been awesome. It's been really good. So it's amazing. This may sound really bad. Let's see if I can put this the right way.
Hold on, let me look.
No, you put the time on here, but you have to tell me if it sounds bad.
Okay.
It's quite fun to sit back and tell somebody the perfect way to do it and not have to do it.
Be the professional?
Yes.
Be the professional.
Yes.
On it.
Like, yeah. Because, man, I know how hard my job is.
Yeah.
I know how much time and coordination and effort goes into my job. Mm-hmm. And when I get to step back and let somebody else do it, and I just get to say, well, in the perfect world, if I'm an attorney and this is what your contract should say, it's fun to sit back and be the professional. Like, this is how you should, and we should, and everyone should be doing it.
Yeah.
But then you're laughing because you're like, hey, we don't always do it.
Not all the time.
Right?
Not all the time.
Because that's the reality of the job. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Does that sound bad?
No, I think that was great, actually.
But it is fun. I mean, I honestly sit back sometimes and go, man, we could do a better job of that. You know, or man, we're doing a fabulous job at it. And guess what, client? This is why I get paid money to do it.
Right.
You know, and I watch some of my clients, the one right now that's doing it himself, man, he's got 2 full-time jobs and I can see it in his face. He's stressed. He's tired. His eyes are bloodshot. He's, you know, he's in framing on this thing. Like, you got a ways to go. Right. Yeah, it's in his backyard and it's a mess. And his wife's involved in the selections. And I mean, they're doing a great job. They actually really are. But he is putting a lot of time and effort into it.
Sweat equity.
Budget control, contracts, subs, quality control, cities, permits. He just had one fire at him that the city missed it, but is requiring fire sprinklers in the ADU.
They're requiring it?
Yeah, they're requiring it. And they missed it on the permit, but he still has to do it.
Wow.
Right? Wow. So as the owner's rep, I stepped back and said, well, we can fight it. I know we can fight this, but you're going to lose time. And time, when you're trying to push things fast, can be your killer. So you've got to sit back and make the call. Do you want to lose the time or do you just want to put them in?
Right.
You know, and it's like, as a contractor, so it's like all these things that come in that are like, well, and here's the perfect world, how you should handle it. Mm-hmm. You know, and if it was me, I tend to like to fight. So I'd probably go fight the city. But
see, that's, I don't know, it's cool on a bunch of different levels. But it almost gives that your client that perspective of, okay, I could have hired somebody to do this and I wouldn't have to worry about any of it. And it just happens, but they choose to do it themselves.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, kudos to that client.
Totally. Yep.
It gives them just another perspective to look at it for maybe the next one.
Right? Totally. Yeah.
Or kind of gives them the perspective of, okay, anything that you contract, period, you know, I'm paying for this service. This might help me ask a little more in-depth questions on, okay, what exactly are you doing? How are you doing this? All right, what about this? How does this look? How should I make this happen?
Totally.
And I don't know. I just find that really cool for whoever your client is to go down that road.
It is. And that's the point is, like, I've learned in working with them, you know, him and his wife and their personalities, that it just fits the nature of what they want to do.
Yeah,
like it feels good for them to be negotiating their bid, saving the money, buying online where they can, dealing with the logistics of what comes in, even though at a level that causes all the stress, you know, and it feels good for me to sit back and go, yeah, it is stressful, huh?
Right.
And it is a full-time job and there is value in what I do. And you're recognizing all of that. And you're finding a way to bootstrap it and pay me a very small, small fee compared to what I would get paid to manage your whole job just to bounce off these questions. And I think our ice maker is chomping at us over there. But to bounce off these questions, you know, and just ask for a little bit of help and assistance, you know. So we kind of provide them, skeleton of let's just help you look at your schedule, pay attention to what's in front of you. You know, contracts that need to come into place. We give you a white label for that. We help them with quality control. We help them through city questions and permits. You know, so we just kind of come in and like guide in all of it. But then I'm not sitting back signing contracts, dealing with the liability, negotiating the subs, dealing with their errors. You know, it's just kind of like, hey, here's in the perfect world. But to your point, he is enjoying a lot of it. He's learning a ton about it. And he's at the end of the day getting what he wants out of it, the value savings and what it is.
Right.
And it makes the project doable for him. Otherwise, it's not doable.
Adam, this is such a good idea, man. Like, I see a lot of value in that on everybody's level, right?
Yeah. You know,
your side, your company side, the client side. Like, I think that's really cool because there are people out there that would want to do it themselves.
Totally. Yeah.
Just don't know how to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And wants to learn the process, but just aren't sure like where to start.
Totally.
I find myself all the time, I'm like, I'm paying a ridiculous amount for this.
Totally.
Maybe I should just do it myself.
Totally.
Jump online, you're trying to figure it out, and you make those mistakes that typically will cost you more money. And you could have just hired somebody to just do it for you. But there's still that sense of gratitude, that that sense of responsibility. Once you get it done, you're like, damn it, that sucked, but now I can do it myself.
Totally.
I don't have to worry about it anymore. Totally. I know the process. I know how to make this happen.
Yeah.
So my truck, which hopefully certain people aren't listening to this. So my car.
My mom doesn't care about your truck.
Nor does mine.
I'm good. We're perfect.
We're safe.
So my car truck is like electronic, right? Everything's in electronic. Yeah. Okay, right? Push button. I hate it, but it is what it is. So my house, my driveway is on an incline.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I think the fuel gets, stuck somewhere to where it doesn't go into the engine. Yep. Right.
Doesn't recognize it because the sensor's off.
Right.
Yeah.
So I go out in the morning, rushing, trying to get to work. Doesn't start. And this has happened twice now. And
man, I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started. Push the button. Zizzy. I'm like, what the hell's going on? The car's not starting, right? Yeah. So this is the first time, right?
And you used to be able to just pull the emergency brake and roll.
Exactly.
Not anymore.
Not anymore, right? Because it's all electronic. So pushing a button.
I love this.
Battery dies, right? Well, it doesn't turn over anymore. I'm like, what in the hell's going on? So long story shorter, it's about an hour and a half. I've canceled meetings. I'm sitting there frustrated. Like, what? There's got to be a workaround, right? Like, how do you do this? So back in the day, right, you would reach over, grab your owner's manual, start flipping through that and go, oh, okay,
could be this, could be that,
right? Grab the owner's manual and flip it through. I'm like, there's no, like, good information.
No.
Right?
So I'm a QR code.
Right.
So an IKEA guy.
So I'm frustrated. I'm sitting there like, what in the hell is going on right now? So I'm about an hour and a half into this. I started looking on the internet. I'm like,
some YouTube videos.
Right. I finally found this one little, and I looked through probably 30, right?
Nice, yeah.
Find this little video about how to release your electronic brake.
Okay.
Right? Your electronic emergency brake.
Yeah.
So it was short, right? So it was like 30 seconds, if that. Panel comes off. There's a lever. It's got a string to it. You have to reach up into just below the steering wheel, pull that lever, right?
Yeah.
And I get excited. I'm like, oh, shit. Woo, we're good.
Got it.
Pull the lever, right? Car starts rolling. Brakes lock up. I get out, say a few choice words, right?
I would love to be in a neighbor walking by like, hey, Brandon, how's it going?
Every neighbor in that neighborhood heard me. I know they did, right? So I'm pissed. I'm like, what in the hell's going on? So I have to jump back into the owner's manual, right?
Yeah.
So there's safeties on that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Electronic brake is released. Yeah. There's safety brake every single time. Right. So I'm like, okay, so how do you do this? So then you have to pull that lever, have your foot like halfway on the brake, and you have to just work it. Like it's going to stop. You just have to etch it down the hill or whatever it is. I'm thinking like, damn, what if I'm like way, like half mile up on some hill somewhere and I have to inch it all the way down? Like you're tearing up your brakes. Anyways, thank God it was like 20 feet. I got it to a point to where the fuel was hitting the sensor or whatever.
Yeah.
And then car started. I said a few choice words.
Sure.
Right?
I'd say more than a few.
But then as I'm packing up, I pretty much had to go change because I was sweating the whole damn time. I'm packing up and I'm putting all my shit back in the car. And I stopped and I was like, I just did that.
Yeah.
Like,
I figured my shit out.
Right. How did I do that? Yes, I had to use some technology to figure that out. So, but I just did that.
Yeah. And to your point, like, I mean, number one, back in the day, pop the emergency brake, roll it out, pop the clutch, you're started up, you're on your way, right?
Like,
and kids don't get that nowadays. They can't pop a clutch.
Nope.
No, but to your point, there's so much educational video out there and so much, you know, ask a question on ChatGPT and watch a YouTube video and you're rolling. And let's be honest, like, construction science is not that much rocket science. Like you can figure out a lot of construction and you can call a lot of people. And as long as you're going to go get it and chase it, you can bootstrap and do.
Right.
I mean, that's why our industry is so popular with, you know, new small businesses popping up of like, cool, I can just pick up a nail gun and start hammering away at a wall. And suddenly I'm a framer and I can go out and do it for somebody else and charge money. This is awesome.
100%.
You know, so like I do commend the people that go after it and do it. But I think then when you start to see just the process in which submitting to a bank for a draw request, the liability of the insurance you have to get on, that having no clue if a city comes back and says, hey, we missed it on your permit, but oh, by the way, you got to put in fire sprinklers. You just delayed a month and cost yourself $20,000. Mm-hmm. Like all of those little things that start to hit and you go, okay, now I get what makes a business a successful business, not just knowing how to build a house, so to speak. I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. There's a lot of general contractors out there that can build a beautiful home. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they can run a good business, you know? And it's funny because I've even said, you know, with a lot of subcontractors, I mean, it used to be this whole, I've got a relationship with this mason I've used for 30 years. We shook hands. He gives me the best deal in the valley. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole lot of that anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, to the tune of maybe 5, if maybe 10% on a job to where you get a preferred discount. But let's be honest, it's all the other programs we do that we get rebates back and large ship buying, sharing groups and discounts for, you know, bigger suppliers and having credit accounts with them. Mm-hmm. Like it's the big business part of it that allows us to operate the business we are. Right. It's not that you and I both called the same framing company and I got a better deal saying I'm a contractor.
I may disagree.
Some of them can. If I float out that I've got multiple jobs.
No, this is coming back to life balance. Mm-hmm. Bricks and sticks. This is that kid who was on his laptop who had the time to figure out your truck needed to pump the brakes, pull the lever, stick his hand up the ignition, and spin the tires backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he works from home
and
on the laptop and has the time.
True. Mm-hmm. Yep. Very true. Very true. You know, and so again, like a lot of them can figure this out. Mm-hmm. And I think that's my point. That's where some of this stems from for me to bring in the consulting, you know? And so, like I said, it's like I tell a story to bring up multiple different things of safety on job sites, but the consulting as well, because there, I do see more going this direction. In fact, I had a conversation about a year ago with a client that's a great subcontractor for me and now building his house. Well, trying to start building his house. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And he said, why don't you just do a white labeled do-it-yourself kit that you literally just sell to a client? It's like, here's everything you need. Watch the videos, use the forms, follow the calendar.
Yeah.
And in a way, it's like, yeah, it could be appealing. You could get people just like this individual that climbs on and says, man, if this is all I need and this gets me 80% of the way there, I can YouTube and laptop video the rest of 20%, maybe I can get there. I would love to say as a professional that I have doubts and concerns. Absolutely, because they don't know what they don't know. And we all make the mistakes two or three or four or five times.
Yeah.
You know, the first time you go to pull the panel off your car to get to the emergency brake, you use a knife and you scratch the shit out of it. And, you know, or you tear it. There's always something you're like, next time I should have just spun this and pulled this off.
Yep,
you learned that after you broke it. Right. You know? So it's like, again, to say that I have concern of liability there for sure. But I don't doubt that people taking the time can figure it out. And we take a lot of pride in doing that. You know, so I don't know. I think that it's an interesting business. I think it'll continue to grow. It's fun to me.
Right.
You know, I get to hit my head on 2x4s going up and down the stairs.
I wish I would have been in service to receive that. I would have loved it.
And I literally sent you the text and then I had to send it to Brandon because you didn't.
I was in space. It's not
literally said, it literally said like it cannot send this message because she's on a satellite service only or something like that. Like, oh, okay.
Jerry's got a sat phone all of a sudden.
Are you so cool?
You guys wish.
Skinny. You.
Do you think people want to work that hard, though? Being dead serious. You think there's enough people out there that want to work to build their own home? I mean, I have no desire to take my car to get the oil change.
Yeah, listen. I think the way you posed the question first was, do people want to work that hard? People are willing to work hard.
I believe
it. It depends on their desires and what they want. But I see where you're coming from with that. If I were to flip the narrative on you and say, if it was the only way you could get into owning your own house, would you do it?
Yeah.
If you're looking at it and going, wait a minute, I have to pay this or I can do this and I can get, how much are flights to Vegas right now for IBS?
$675 bucks.
You already looked. I got to buy one. So
gotta get on that.
I live 6 hours away. Is it worth me driving?
Are you charging the company the upgrade?
No. I buy a coach ticket. I get boosted up to Comfort Plus.
Yeah.
And sometimes I get into first class, but only when it's a free upgrade. But yeah, to my point on that is saying, am I willing to save myself the dollar and drive down, but spend 6 hours doing it. Maybe how important is it for me to get there?
Well, what's right? your time worth?
Yeah. And what's right. like, and I might argue, what is my time worth? But what if it just comes down to the kid that just wants to get to the National Builders Show? Like, and I know this is a dumb example, but there are like people who are like, man, I would do anything to go there, to be able to network and see those people and be a part of. I will drive down. I will sleep in my car, you know? So like, I do think that when it comes to like, I want to own my own house. I want to provide it for my family. And there's no way I can pay these dollars to get there.
Yeah.
But if I do it myself, I can get there. Right. And I'm willing to trade my labor and my sleep hours for dollars that I can tune in there. So I think there's people willing to work for that by all means. I think there's less people willing to go swing a hammer. Yep. You know, it's just not as glorified as a job. I think it's coming around, but it's not as glorified. I had somebody the other day, I'm trying to remember this, where this conversation came from, but somebody asked me labor wages and they said something or other about like they had factored $20 an hour for the average pay for the employee on like, it was something in the construction industry. And I was like, yeah, average, you probably need to factor more like 35. I was like, entry is probably 12-ish, like entry. Mm-hmm. Most people are probably pushing 20 to 25 to 30. I would say like crew management, you're pushing 35 to 50, you know, and then you can go up from there. And he was like, I am way off in my, where in the world have I been? Like, it was such a shock to him. Mm-hmm. You know, so like, I think there's value coming back to the people that are willing to work.
I think so too.
They can make a pretty good wage, you know, and that's just base rate of pay on top of that with all the other benefits they can get. Some pretty good jobs out there. So
I think so too.
And we go on and on and on all day about that.
Yeah, we sure could.
Yep. So if somebody wants to come to my house to change my oil, you're in.